Hi, I'm Chris Spezak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. Let's dive into some English language tips for the curious or confused. If you're listening along as I publish each episode, you might know it's flu season in the U.S. Now, I'm not going to go into how to spell flu, as in influenza, versus a chimney flu or the past tense of fly. But I do want to talk about how an apple a day can keep the doctor away. If not the medical side of these conversations, let's at least turn to the language side of things. Apples. Are they preventative or preventive? What's the surprising linguistic twist of the Bible's mention of an apple in the Garden of Eden? And while we're on the subject, what's the explosive story behind the expression, "How do you like them apples?" Apples, apples everywhere. This is the Words You Should Know podcast, Season 2, Episode 4. There's a lot of talk these days about how eating good food is like preventative medicine. Or is that preventive? Do these two words mean the same thing? Are they both really words? Can you correct your grammar challenge friends once and for all? Let's start by setting this one straight. Both preventive and preventative actually date back to the 1600s, so it can be established that both are indeed words. Preventive came first, yet for centuries both have been used and accepted interchangeably. Doesn't this irk anyone else out there who just wants a simple, cut-and-dry answer? In both writing and speech, though, respected sources over the years have been known to favor preventive. Preventative is commonly used. Yes, it's everywhere. But really, it's just adding in a superfluous syllable. And don't you want every syllable you utter to count? However you spell it, preventive or preventative, I suppose that apple a day falls into this category. So should I say, how do you like them apples? Good Will Hunting fans and language lovers alike have often wondered about the origin of how do you like them apples? Where on earth did this phrase come from? Orchard owners? Apple thieves? Really proud produce managers? Now, the exact etymology of the phrase, how do you like them apples, is admittedly a bit fuzzy, but most sources point to the idea that a specific type of mortar during World War I was nicknamed a toffee apple. It was large and spherical, which didn't allow it to fully fit in the firing tube, and thus it kind of had a candy apple appearance. It's believed that the soldiers in the trenches were the first to say the phrase, how do you like them apples, upon firing the mortars across enemy lines. More brutal than you expected? Etymology, man, stealing phrases from the trenches. Literally. And since we're talking about language and apples, let's keep going. Did you know that apple was the generic Old English word for almost all fruit? Of course, during that era, it was spelled A-E-P-E-L, but spelling aside, it's come a long way. Back then, if it had an edible outside and a hard core, it was simply an apple. That juicy orange? It's an apple. A pomegranate? Well, those are grainy apples. Potatoes? Apples of the earth, of course. If you speak French, you can see this word history in the names of many fruits and vegetables still today. But here comes the most interesting part. That forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden. What was it? I bet you know without a moment's hesitation. It was an apple, of course. Oh, wait. It was a bit of a mystery, actually. Some scholars believe that this apple, this fruit, actually referenced a fig. Others believe it was grapes. There are many theories about what fruit is really part of this story. The word apple doesn't actually explain much. The specific fruit we know today as an apple only had its name solidified in roughly the 5th century. A while ago, sure, but not so long ago that it isn't still causing some confusion. As for an apple a day keeps the doctor away, that's only the most recent version of the healthy eating reminder. Others include, eat an apple on going to bed, and you'll keep the doctor from earning his bread. I absolutely didn't see that coming the first time I found it. Now, this shifted a bit in the 19th and early 20th century to be, an apple a day, no doctor to pay. The version commonly said today was first recorded in the early 1920s. After all this, I bet you had no idea that apples were so interesting. Or at least so interesting from a linguistic standpoint. preventative, explosion-causing. Adam and Eve aside, you can't really argue that the apple has fallen from grace. An apple might seem so simple, but it has its own secret stories. And now, you know some of them too. And if the flu did catch you this year, feel better, get well soon, and maybe, just maybe, an apple can help. If you want to know more about anything I've mentioned here, links to more information are on my website, or they can arrive in your inbox directly when you sign up for my monthly writing tips and language exploration newsletter. You can find both at getagriponyourgrammar.com. Why get a grip on your grammar? Because that's the name of my book, of course. And yes, for those emoji lovers among you, feel free to find it all at openbooklightbulb.ws. Yes, use the emojis in the domain, openbooklightbulb.ws. A special shout out to my podcast followers and newsletter subscribers. Thanks for following along with this little linguistic ride. Until next time, words, language, communication. You've got this.